Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about the story of your business. Now, this is not for every business because we all have varying degrees in the way that we sell, who our customers are, and what it is that we provide. So I just want to lay out a couple of concepts for you. And this is what I call the story of the little C and the big C, and the story of the little B and the big B. And I will explain those. And I'm not talking about a buzzing bee. I'm talking about business. So let's start out talking about the little C and the big C. So in business, we all sell different things. Some of us sell products. Some of us sell services. Some of us have a combination of products and services. But in my world, in a lot of people's worlds, there is the little C, which is what I consider to be cash, which is a sale of little resistance a lot of times. You have no problem going to an ATM, going to a farmer's market, buying bread and cheese and honey and wine or whatever it is, and you're usually paying with cash. These are things that you want, that you need, and there's relatively little resistance to doing something like that. One of the examples is in my business, I mean, I have coaching programs which are in the thousands, but I also have books. And I sell these books for $20 or $10 when I'm speaking live. So when I'm speaking, I have this opportunity to say, hey, I've got books in the back of the room, come buy these. And people will generally whip out a $20 bill, a $10 bill. They may even give me their credit card. But it's a little, you know, it's a very little resistance kind of sale. So the question is, do you have something that you can amass a chunk of sales? And I look at this as multiple streams of income. This is a stream of income, is selling books. Now, when we look at the big C, that is credit cards and checks. All right. So when you're selling something that is maybe even $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever it is that you're selling, there's a lot more resistance to pull out that credit card or to write that check because it doesn't have the same feeling as a small C. Yet, it's absolutely imperative that you learn how to sell those big C's. And so it takes a little bit more time and a little bit more energy, and it takes somebody specific who wants to pay for what it is that you're selling. Yeah, if your air conditioner goes out, it's a big C. It's $5,000 roughly to get a new air conditioner. And you're either going to have cash sitting in the bank where you can write a check, or you're going to pull out a credit card. But there's a lot of resistance to that because it's such a big expense. And the same thing goes in our businesses, is if you're selling big ticket items like that, or coaching programs or what have you, there's going to be a little bit more resistance to something like that. So the little C is building up a series of simple sales that you can do that augment. And I've got some of those. Even I do website maintenance only for the clients that I've done their websites. And that's $20 a month. And it's a subscription service, meaning that every single month people, you know, have their credit card debited, but it's still a little C. It's not something that is huge that they're paying for all the time. Another little C in my business is my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. It starts out at $1 and then goes up to $47 for 4 coaching calls. And people don't have a problem with that. They're more than happy to spend $47 to grow their business, especially when they're getting advice and they're learning things. You know, it's like buying 2 books and reading it. but we do it every single week. So you're constantly getting educated in new technologies, new software, new techniques, and even some thought processes or mindset things. So that's the big C and the little C. Now let's go to the big B and little B. And we'll start with the little B. All right. In my world, in a lot of people's worlds, when you're selling B2B, business to business, and you're selling to businesses who are, you know, trying to expand and grow and do the things that they're doing, I look at the little B as companies or people or solopreneurs that are making $50,000 a year or less. Now, in the business world, most of the time, whatever a solopreneur or entrepreneur makes, you're going to end up having maybe half of that to be able to pay yourself. When you're done with all your expenses and all the things that you have to do, you may have a little more, but it's generally 50% is a good number. So when you're making $50,000 a year, which is not a lot of money in all cases, and you start taking away the expenses of your phone and your car and the other things that you can, you know, maybe deduct, you get a little bit of that back in, but still, they're expenses. It's money that you got to put out on a regular basis. At $50,000, most people's gross income is going to be about $25,000. And the rest is all going to go to expenses. So, and out of that expenses, they got $25,000, you know, roughly $2,000 a month to run their business. And when you start paying for internet, computers, software, whatever it is that you're doing, that's not a lot of money. So the amount of income that they have to spend on larger things diminishes. Now, when we go to the big B is businesses that are making $100,000 or more. And we've had this discussion a handful of times in different mastermind groups. And, you know, it's an arbitrary number, 50,000, 100,000. There are people that are in between that want to grow from that 50 to that 100. We get that. You should get it too. But people that are making 100,000, chances are making 50,000 as payroll. And they have $50,000 or roughly $4,000 a month to spend on whatever it is. Those are the clients that are going to be more interested in the high ticket items. So they're willing to spend and invest in themselves, invest in their business. Those are the people that are probably going to be able to afford higher level coaching, higher level services, and things that maybe you want to be able to sell them. So the story of the little C and the big C, cash versus credit and checks. You know, it takes a lot more energy to write a check than it does to whip out a 20. And the little B and the big B, people that are just getting by, to people that are creating critical mass in their business, they're growing and they're willing to invest in themselves. Now, there's manufacturing companies out there making $1 million that don't have enough active income to be able to invest in anything, because all of their money is going back to inventory or stock or what have you. So those are some of the questions you've got to ask. Who is my client base? If I only have a little C product, you know, $20 product, I got to sell a lot of them to make, you know, some kind of business out of it. If I have a big C type business, then I can sell less. If you're dealing with the small B people, you have to have products that are going to match their expectations and still serve them. And then if you're dealing with the big B, you have to make sure that what you are selling is aligned with their needs. So hopefully this made some sense for you with the little C, big C. If you'd like to learn more concepts like this, check out baconcoach.com/BWM. For my Bacon Weekly Mastermind, it's only a buck to get started, 4 phone calls once every week, and we cover topics just like this.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.